I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. In celebration of the 8th birthday of Likely Stories, I return to a writer I've admired for many years. First, a confession. Back in 1986 or thereabouts, I learned of a lecture by Ann Beatty, at the time one of my most favorite writers, at Rutgers Camden. I tried to get a ticket, but found it was sold out. So I devised a plan to see her before the lecture. I convinced a guard I was a stringer for a local paper in Philly who wanted to snag a few comments before her talk. I had 3 of Beatty's books with me, and after asking a number of questions, I took the books out of a bag and asked her to inscribe them. She graciously signed all 3. I resolved to tell her in person if I ever met up with her. This might be as close as I get. Ann Beatty has been included in 4 O. Henry Award collections: John Updike's Best American Short Stories of the Century, and Jennifer Egan's Best Short Stories of 2014. She has also captured numerous other awards. Her latest book, The Accomplished Guest, is a collection of short stories with a variety of themes, voices, and situations. While I admire her novels a great deal, I never miss an opportunity to delve into her short fiction. I have a pile of anthologies, and revisiting writers I like and discovering new nuggets of literature fill in those little gaps between novels. Some of these visitors had interesting experiences getting to their destination. In The Indian Uprising, Beatty wrote, "I took the train. It wasn't difficult. I got a ride with a friend to some branch of the metro going into Washington and rode into Union Station. Then I walked forever down the train track to a car someone finally let me on. I felt like an ant that had walked the length of a caterpillar's body and ended up at its anus. I sat across from a mother with a small son whose head she abused any time she got bored looking out the window, swatting it with plush toys, rearranging his curls, inspecting him for nits." One of the most appealing traits of a Beatty story is the attention to details. Readers can easily place themselves in the train. In The Astonished Woodchopper, Beatty explores those ubiquitous little white lies we all tell. She writes, "John had asked Jen not to tell Bee the details of his surgery, but of course she had, no doubt also cautioning Bee to lie if he asked her directly what she knew. White lies, as prevalent in this family as white noise on the highway that drifted across the meadow towards their house. He had wanted a more secluded house. Jen had said she liked to be nearer to what she called civilization, the same environment she now damned as being filled with idiot tourists and maniacs in their tortoiseshell SUVs, driving lunatics because they can't imagine they go belly up. Just a week before, a man had died, not at all protected by his SUV as it rolled." These 13 stories have lots of fun and page upon page of humor. Her writing seems effortless, and her characters all ring as true and clear as any reader could hope for. I really think Ann Beatty's an author who deserves much more attention. The Accomplished Guest is a grand beginning for many years of reading pleasure. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown, and happy reading.